Live across Australia, it's time for Money News with Ross Greenwood.
Good evening and welcome to Money News. Great to have your company here on Tuesday, March 14, 2017. Stock market up by 3 points, 57.98.1 Aussie dollar. Sitting around 35.5 US cents. It sort of hovered around there for most of the time. It's also buying 71 euro cents, 62 British pence, 86.9 Japanese yen, 109.25 New Zealand cents. Where's the oil price? $48.39. It's gone down, obviously, in the last little while. Hopefully that gets picked up in your petrol prices sometime soon. And gold prices hovering around $1,201 US an ounce this evening. Well, politics is crazy. You and I know that. Everybody understands that the faith in politicians really is diminished. Now, today, after having been through a complete debacle on its energy plan, South Australia comes up with the blinding revelation that it wants to create a new gas-fired power station for which it does not have enough gas, and also a massive battery, one of the biggest batteries in the world, that is going to cost, in total, $550 million. And this is going to assure, according to the Premier of New South Wales, of South Australia, Jay Weatherill, is going to ensure that there's plenty of electricity and that there are no more brownouts, blackouts, any of that sort of stuff. So let's just have a listen to the South Australian Premier today.
Today, South Australia takes control of its energy future. We have a national electricity market which is failing not only South Australia, but failing the nation. This extraordinary state of affairs, where our abundant solar, wind and gas resources leads this nation into an energy crisis.
Well, that's very interesting because his own treasurer, Koutsantonis, back in September, told his parliament, we have a lot of in-depth in-situ advice given to us constantly by world experts based here in South Australia, people whose lives have been dedicated to the management of the national electricity market and its establishment. We are the lead legislator for the national electricity market. We've designed it, we've built it, and it's worked and served us well. Well, that was before the lights went out. Now, do bear in mind, remember we told you about the Playford A power station that at the time was owned by Alinta. Now, what happened was because the South Australian government whacked them with so many taxes because they were burning coal, they effectively had to close down the coal, the coal mine that created the coal to give the power to the Playford A power station. And then, in an almost feat of celebration, blew up the power station only weeks before the lights went out in South Australia. So today, the South Australian government announces a $550 million energy plan to make certain the lights don't go out again. It would have cost a fraction, people, a fraction of that to have kept the coal mine open, to have kept the power station open, to have kept the jobs, to have allowed South Australia to have an absolute certainty of electricity. So this is where politicians get in the way. And when I sit there and think about we're going to create batteries and we're going to create gas-fired power stations, great. I just keep thinking, no matter where you live, I keep on thinking of, what do I keep thinking of, people? Water. Recycling plants. Think about the things that were built for billions of dollars around Australia because we were told there was going to be a drought and there was never, ever going to be any water ever flow again. Well, the dams are now full in most of Australia. There's storm warnings coming through parts of Queensland right now. There have been storms right through New South Wales today. And so as a result, those recycling plants that were supposed to be able to create the water have never been used. Governments wasting your money again and trying to pretend that they're smart and got all the answers. Philosophy got ahead of science in this case. And that's the reason why the federal government needs to step in very quickly and make certain the Victorian government does not allow the owners of the Hazelwood Power Station in Victoria, 25% of electricity's Victoria's electricity generation, to be closed down this month. Just ridiculous. We're going to speak with the Minister for Energy and Environment, Josh Frydenberg, very, very shortly. But in the meantime, I thought what we should do is go and have a chat to Matthew Warren, the Chief Executive of the Australian Energy Council, who has been screaming about this for months, years in fact. There's all of a sudden an energy crisis. Matthew Warren's known about it for donkey's years. Matthew, this has been looming. This is not any surprise to you, is it?
Not really, Ross. It's a bit like that film, A Fish Called Wanda, where one of the characters gets run over by a steamroller. You know, it's been slow in coming and slow to fix. So It's frustrating gap between politics and what we need in energy markets in Australia right now.
All right. So let's say, for example, Jay Weatherill, who's fighting for his political life right now, needs to give people certainty in South Australia, comes up with an idea of a $550 million energy plan. Am I right to say it would have only cost, my understanding is, because I've spoken to people about this very close to the situation, they tell me it would have been a fraction of that amount of money to have kept the Playford A power station open and to have kept the coal mine open, and therefore provided certainty to South Australia and its industry?
That's right. It's the Northern Power Station. I think the last, yep. Playford was not a while, but Northern.
Yep.
It was owned by Alinta. The reason that shut was because, I mean, it's a gradual series of events. It's a coal-fired generator, and a coal-fired generator, you know, works a bit like a combustion heater at home. So it takes a while to fire it up. It takes a while to turn it off at night. And that doesn't work very well when you're matching it with renewables, which are switching on and off much more regularly. So, you know, that power station struggled to be competitive as the renewables piled up in South Australia. And they went round to a whole bunch of customers saying, look, can you sign contracts for a longer period of time? And if you can, we can keep this power station on. It'll be cheaper. And no one, including those, you know, some of those customers saw the problems coming. So eventually when they couldn't make the power station work, they said, we're going to close it. And when they closed it, suddenly everyone realised, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing, Ross. Everyone realised, wow, that was actually a really good deal they were offering us. So we are painfully learning these lessons in South Australia, and we're learning them for the first time in the world. That's the problem that South Australia has.
Yeah, learning them for the first time in the world. Remember, we're a first world developed nation that is a traditionally very cheap source of electricity and gas, and now we're making them incredibly expensive for ourselves. What about the whole issue right now, Matthew, about the Hazelwood power station in Victoria?
Well, it's a different kettle of fish because that is a really old power station, and the reason that the owners are closing it is because it is, you know, it's like driving a 1979 Commodore to work, you know. You can keep doing it, but it gets harder and more expensive to maintain, and it's reached the point where it's just not viable to do so. So that isn't recoverable. That's gone. And it's not extendable, and the company's made a decision, and they're basically, that decision is, I don't think it's reversible. We have to accept that. The irony being, you know, whether or not the Northern Power Station would have closed had they known that the Hazelwood Power Station was going to close, but they're both done deals now. We are where we are.
So where does the energy come from? Where does the electricity come from? Because we know that there's a shortage of gas. We know even that on Curtis Island, off Gladstone, they can't get enough gas out of the Queensland coal seams right now to even fulfil all of the production they would like there. And so to actually get more gas into the electricity grid across the whole of the Eastern Australia is also very difficult. We've just got a gas shortage. I mean, it's, you know, they talk flippantly about energy crises, but we're right there right now.
We have lots of gas in Australia. So we have an abundance of gas reserves. It's certainly one of the frustrations is, the flow rate, the amount of gas coming out of the different gas fields has been a bit slower than anticipated. And so that's led to exacerbating the problem. We have conventional gas fields in places like Victoria, which are, you know, ready near the market, ready to go, but they've been basically, they've been stopped by the Victorian government, who's put a moratorium on all onshore gas. We have good gas fields in the Northern Territory, tight gas fields in the Northern Territory. There's a moratorium on those as well. There are lots of simple solutions, but it requires governments to kind of get together and actually fix what's in the national interest rather than the politics that we've seen dog energy for the last 10 years.
And the truth is, as you have pointed out many times, there has simply not been enough electricity generation built in Australia up the East Coast to satisfy not only industry, but also to satisfy households. And given the fact that much gas has gone offshore, you've got to find electricity generation. You've got to do it somehow, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, basically, the problem with coal-fired generators is while they've been the mainstay of Australia's East Coast and Western Australian supply, for that matter, for the last 50 years, the risks associated with building them in the current environment are beyond what banks are willing to lend against. So they're off the table. And we note the federal government's trying to bring them back on the table, but we just can't find anyone who's got the balance sheet to build one. So it's gas. So it's all about gas right now. Noting that renewables will keep building under...
Can I pick you up on that one? So yeah. What you're saying is that banks are not willing, nowhere in Australia, nowhere around the world, are banks willing to back somebody who says, we want to put up a coal-fired power station. How much of that is pure economics, and how much of it is risk management, do you believe?
But I think the whole thing is risk management. You can build them in places like Japan as a result of the Fukushima nuclear disaster and the kind of the politics there. They've managed to build one or two in Germany, and there's one or two that have gone ahead in the US, but they're very rare in the specific cases. So in the Australian context, and we've checked this out with all our generator businesses and all the finance, we've got did a report on this 2 years ago, it's off the table. I mean, and
so therefore that leaves gas, doesn't it, pretty much?
It does. And they might, coal may actually find, to the federal government's point, super efficient coal may yet play a role if we decide to, we need baseload generation and it improves sometime in the future, but it's not on the table right now. So it's about gas. And we need more gas in the Australian market, both for gas customers and for generation. And that enables us to build things like renewables. And we also, we all want to see batteries and storage devices. The reason they're not in the market at scale, Ross, is because they're still expensive relative to other solutions. We would love to see them come down in price. The faster people like Elon Musk can do that and bring them to market, that's fantastic. But the reason they're not in the market is because of the price point they're currently at.
I'll tell you what, it's always great to have you in the program. You make such sense about this. And as I say, also, you're pragmatic in the way in which it's actually got to this situation right now. As I say, politicians meddling yet again. And as I say, desalination plants are a reminder of what maybe South Australia is about to embark upon with those batteries there. The Chief Executive of the Australian Energy Council, Matthew Warren. Always great to have you in the program.
Thanks, Ross.